మాన నిహనిష్యసేచము త్వమస్య లోకస్య విభోరి రక్షిషు గృహేవతీర్ణోసి మమాఖిలేశ్వర రాజన్య సంన్యాసుర కోటి యూతపే నిర్వ్యూష్యమానా నిహనిష్యసే చము త్వమస్య లోకస్య విభోరి రక్షిషు గృహేవతీర్ణోసి మమాఖిలేశ్వర రాజన్య సంన్యాసుర కోటి యూతపే నిర్వ్యూహ్యమాన నిహనిష్యసే చము. ప్రభుస్ త్వమస్య లోకస్య విభోరి రక్షిషు గృహేవతీర్ణోసి మమాఖిలేశ్వర నిర్వ్యూహమాన నిహనిష్యసే చము తమస్య లోకస్య విభోగి రక్షిషు గృహేవతీర్ణోసి మమాఖిలేశ్వర రాజన్య సంన్యాసుర కోటి యూతపే నిర్వ్యూహ్యమాన నిహనిష్యసే చము త్వమస్య లోకస్య విభోహి రక్షిషు గృహేవతీర్ణోసి మమాఖిలేశ్వర రాజన్య సంన్యాసుర కోటి యూతపే నిర్వ్యూహ్యమాన నిహనిష్యసే చము త్వమస్య లోకస్య విభోహి రక్షిషు గృహేవతీర్ణోసి మమాఖిలేశ్వర రాజన్య సంన్యాసుర కోటి యూతపే నిర్వ్యూహ్యమానాని అనిష్యసే చము. మాతజీస్ చమస్య లోకస్య విభోరి రక్షిషు గృహేవతీర్ణోసి మమాఖిలేశ్వర రాజన్య సంన్యాసుర కోటి యూతపే నిర్వ్యూహ్యమాన నిహనిష్యసే చము త్వమస్య లోకస్య విభోరి రక్షిషు గృహేవతీర్ణోసి మమాఖిలేశ్వర రాజన్య సంన్యాసుర కోటి యూతపే నిర్వ్యూహ్యమానాని అనిష్యసే చము. త్వం యువర్ లార్డ్షిప్ అస్య ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ లోకస్య ఎస్పెషలీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మర్త్య లోక ది ప్లానెట్ ఎర్త్ Vibho, O Supreme, Ririkshishu, Rirakshishu, desiring protection from the disturbance of the Asuras. Grihe, in this house, Avatirnaha, avatirnaha asi have now appeared. Mama, my Akila Ishvara, although you are the proprietor of the entire creation, Yuta Pai, with millions of demons and their followers in the roles of politicians and kings, Nirvyuhyamanaha, which are moving here and there all over the world, Nihanishyase, will kill Chamuhu, the armies, paraphernalia, soldiers and retinues. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation, please repeat. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house, desiring to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Purport. Krishna appears in this world for two purposes. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkritam. To protect the innocent religious devotees of the Lord and to annihilate all the uneducated, uncultured asuras who unnecessarily bark like dogs and fight among themselves for political power. It is said, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatara. The Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of the holy name Nama Rupe. Every one of us who is actually afraid of the Asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then we will surely be protected from the harassment of Asuric rulers. At the present moment, these rulers are so powerful that by hook or by crook, they capture the highest posts in government and harass countless numbers of people on the plea of national security or some emergency. Then again, one asura defeats another asura, but the public continues to suffer. Therefore, the entire world is in a precarious condition and the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Lord Narsingadeva appeared when Prahlada was excessively harassed by his Asuric father. Because of such Asuric fathers, that is, the ruling politicians, it is very difficult to press forward the Hare Krishna movement. But because Krishna has now appeared in his holy name, through this movement, we can hope that these Asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God established all over the world. The entire world is now full of many asuras in the guise of politicians, gurus, sadhus, yogis and incarnations, and they are misleading the general public away from Krishna consciousness, which can offer true benefit to human society. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vidamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Makam Kroti Pachalam Pangam Langai Te Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Tinadaranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Katanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bapet Vismrite Bapetam Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamiti Namni Nama Acharya Padayana Thayaka Prapadayana Gaurugata Damdayana Gargamdana Hare Krishna I'll read the translation again of verse number 21. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house, desiring to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of innocent public. So we are discussing in the subject matter of birth of Lord Krishna. So here, particularly Vasudev is glorifying Lord Krishna about his appearance and the purpose of his appearance. So in this chapter, Lord Krishna appears, so it's very, very auspicious. Throughout Bhagavatam, entire Bhagavatam is very auspicious. And here, this subject matter, what we are entering into, this chapter is very, very auspicious. Although Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he made his appearance in a prison house. He could have appeared anywhere, but he chose to appear in a prison house. In such a terrible situation where his father and mother were shackled with chains and they are in a prison house. So such a terrible situation and there are no maid servants to assist. So he appeared in such a situation. But if we see, this entire material world is a prison house. So the Lord has created this material world. And in this prison house, all the prisoners are tied down with some kind of shackles. Right? So in this material world, we are tied down by various sense gratificatory pleasures. The different gunas are tying down us. So like this, all of us are tied down and Krishna's father and mother are tied down with the shackles in the prison house. So what is the purpose of Krishna's appearance? So Prabhupada starts this purport with Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadushkritam to protect the devotees and to annihilate the demons. So who is a sadhu? Sadhu is the one who is in Krishna consciousness. There is a simple definition. And one who is not a sadhu is not in Krishna consciousness. A very simple definition. So those who are demons, demons are those who do not take up to Krishna consciousness, and devotees are the ones who take up to Krishna consciousness. This is a very simple definition. So the Lord appears again and again to protect his devotees and to annihilate the demons. And he comes in various ways. The Lord need not appear personally every time. He appears, takes different forms. He appears as daughters, he appears as Mohini Murti, he appears as Narsingadev, he appears so many different, he takes different forms to annihilate the demons and protect the devotees. So why would Lord have to appear in different forms, and then now he is appearing in his original form as Lord Sri Krishna? So Krishna is the avatari and all others are avataras. Kala ete chamsa, kala pumsaha, krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So all are expansion, and Lord Krishna is the supreme original truth, and he appears in his original form. So why should Lord appear, take different expansions or appear himself? Why would he do that? He has the capability to vanquish the demons from wherever he is. He doesn't need to expand or engage anybody else. He can just like that, just like a flick of the finger, he can vanquish all the demons. So why would he do that? Why would Lord want to appear personally? So basically, he wants to create some excitement in this material world, so that because of this excitement, people can take up to Krishna consciousness more seriously. If a person is just walking down the road, nobody gives so much of attention. But if the same person goes on a stage and say, hey, hoo, ha, hoo, something like that, he acts something differently, then everybody's attention is, oh, he's that person. And if we happen to know that person who is acting on the stage, then if we have a relationship with that person, then we are able to relate to that person much better. So Krishna creates various pastimes, not only for his own enjoyment, and by that process he is able to help all the conditioned souls to be conscious about him, to understand who he really is. So this is one of the main purposes why he conducts various pastimes in this material world, so that he gives an opportunity for every one of us to relate to him in some way or the other. So this is a very important point. And he comes immediately to rescue the devotees. He comes immediately to rescue the devotee. He's just waiting. When my devotee is going to call me, he's coming immediately. He's waiting. He sends his representatives, or he comes personally. His vehicle, Garuda, is waiting all the time when to carry the Lord wherever he wants to go. When Gajendra was praying intensely, oh my Lord, please help me, you are my only protector, immediately Lord came, flying in his Garuda to protect his devotee. So he's waiting eagerly. So there was a discussion which I was explaining in one of the Bhagavatam classes yesterday. There was a discussion between Uddhava and Krishna. So after the Kurukshetra war was over, there was a discussion going on between Uddhava and Krishna. So Uddhava was asking Krishna, oh my dear Krishna, you pose yourself as the greatest of all the personality, you claim yourself as Bhagavan, you do so many things, and when your dear most devotee Yudhishthira was losing his game of dice, you didn't go to his protection. Why? And why are you claiming yourself that you are Patita Pavana, you are going to help everybody who is in trouble? You are claiming so many things. So Krishna said, no, it's not my fault. It's not my fault at all. Then Krishna explained, what did Yudhishthira do? Yudhishthira was playing the game of dice, and he's an expert in the game of dice. But you see, Duryodhan, he was not expert. He considered himself not an expert. So he appointed his representative, Shakuni, to play on his behalf. So they played this game of dice, and Shakuni won. By hook or by crook, he won the game of dice. Imagine if Yudhishthira had decided, okay, my dear Krishna, please represent me in the game of dice. Do you think this Shakuni would have, crooked Shakuni would have won over me? No. But I was waiting. Oh, Yudhishthira, please call me. I'll come. But you didn't call. What can I do? It's not my fault. Then again, our Uddhava again asked, okay, let's go to the next event, Draupadi's Vastraharan. Draupadi's dresses were disrobed in the assembly of all the kings and ministers. What were you doing? Your dear devotee, she's a good friend of yours, and she's always praying to you, depending on you. Why you didn't help? Why you are waiting for a entire assembly to look at her, and then you, as a great hero, you supplied a huge amount of saris to her? Why did you do that? Why can't you go and help her before? And Krishna said, no, it's not my fault. So Krishna said, Draupadi, when Dushasan came to her room, she was trying to protect herself with her own strength. Then she was dragged into the assembly. What did she do? Whom did she approach first? She approached first the blind king, Dhritarashtra. Oh, my dear king, please help me. What can you do? He couldn't do anything. She went to Bhishma, cried to him. No, he couldn't help. So like that, she went one by one. Then she went to Yudhishthira and other Pandavas. They have lost themselves in the battle. They couldn't do anything. And finally, she said, oh, Keshava, please help me. So immediately I came. Immediately I supplied innumerable amount of saris to protect her. What's my fault? So here, what we understand is Krishna is ready to offer his help, assistance, protection to those who exhibit complete surrender unto him, fully dependent on him. As long as we have the mentality of Krishna and something else, then it's very difficult for us to get the complete shelter of Krishna. Ye tamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyam. To whatever extent our mood of surrender, the mood of dependence on Krishna is there, to that extent the Lord reciprocates. Samoham sarva bhuteshu. So here Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he treats everybody equally according to the level one depends on us. He treats everyone equally. He killed many demons. What did he do? He awarded liberation to them. For example, Shishupal. What did he do? Shishupal, when he took birth, when he immediately appeared, he took birth, he had three eyes and four arms, a typical feature of a demoniac form. So everybody were worried. So someone said, in whomsoever lap, in a very auspicious person's lap, if he is put, then this will disappear. They tried many people, nothing happened. One time Krishna and Yashoda Maya visited their house, and then by some arrangement the baby was on Krishna's lap, and then the two arms and one eye disappeared. And then the other thing is also there, that person will be the cause of Shishupal's death. So Shishupal's mother prayed to Krishna, "Oh my dear Krishna, please protect my son. Please do not kill him." So Krishna said, "I will not kill your son. I'll give him 100 chances to him. He can offend me 100 times. After that I'll kill him." So Krishna gave 100 chances for Shishupal. Then during the Rajasuya Yajna take place, during that Rajasuya Yajna, then Shishupal was offending one after the other Krishna. So Krishna had started the countdown there. And then finally had to vanquish this demon. It's to everyone's amazement, the Shishupal's soul got merged into Krishna's after he was vanquished. So Krishna gave liberation to that demon. So Krishna is always there to, he treats everyone equally without any kind of partiality. It apparently looks like he is favoring devotees, but he is equal to everyone. Whoever surrenders unto him, he gives shelter. That is the principle by which Lord Krishna functions. So here we see that Vasudev, being a great devotee, he's telling Krishna, "They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. They must be killed. Why would an exalted personality like Vasudev would request the Lord to kill the demons?" But that was the order of the age. The demons need to be killed. But what happens in Kali Yuga? Almost everyone has demonic nature in Kali Yuga. Literally everyone needs to be killed if the Lord had to appear now. So this particular situation in Kali Yuga has already been envisioned by the great devotee Narad Muni towards the end of the previous Yuga. So he was very worried. Being a pure devotee, he is a para dukkha dukhi. He finds suffering in the suffering of others. He suffers himself. He was feeling so bad, so sad, that this conditioned souls are going to suffer more and more in this Kali Yuga. He could see various symptoms that are there for this Kali Yuga. And Krishna is going to depart from this planet very soon. And after that, everybody will witness the full effect of Kali Yuga. So Narad Muni wanted to go to Krishna and appeal on behalf of all the conditioned souls. So he went to Krishna. Krishna was in Dwaraka. He finished his activities in Satyabhama's palace, and then he was going towards Rukmini's palace. So that's the situation where it was. So in Rukmini's palace, Rukmini was crying, "Oh my dear Krishna, you're going to leave very soon." So she was crying profusely, thinking that Krishna is going to leave very soon and things like that. And then Krishna pacified, "Don't worry, I'll be with you. Don't worry," like that he was pacifying. So when this was going on, Narad Muni entered the palace. So immediately Krishna took that opportunity. And then, "Oh my dear Gurudeva, please come, I'll offer Pada Puja." Then Rukmini and Krishna both offered Pada Puja to Narad Muni. And then Krishna observed that Narad was very disturbed. So he asked Narad Muni, "My dear Narada, what happened? Why are you so sad? My wife Rukmini was feeling very sad this morning, and you are feeling very sad today. What's the matter?" Then Narad Muni was praying, "Oh my dear Krishna, please give a solution for the conditioned souls in Kali Yuga. They are going to suffer a lot." In 12th canto of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned what are the features of Kali Yuga. Tatascha anudinam dharma satyam shaucham shamadaya kalena balina rajan nangshat ayur balam smriti. So all these qualities will keep on diminishing in Kali Yuga. What are these qualities? Dharma. Dharma means religiosity. Satyam, truthfulness. Shaucham, cleanliness. Ayur, life. Balam, strength. Smriti, memory. All these qualities will keep on diminishing in Kali Yuga. So what will the people do? And then we have the first canto, first chapter about Kali Yuga. It is described, Prayena Alpayusha Sabya Kalavasmin Yuge Jana Mandaha Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Shupadruta. So there it is mentioned, Kali Yuga. Kali means quarrel, it is full of quarrel, hypocrisy, greed, anger, all these things will be there. This is the ill effects of Kali. People will be so lazy, very unfortunate. So in this situation, how these conditioned souls are going to be liberated? I don't see any way out at all. Please Krishna, please find some way. Then Krishna immediately said, okay, don't worry, I will appear. Hare Krishna. So he said he will appear. So Krishna said he will appear. Then he said, okay, tell all the devas around that I'm going to appear. Ask them to go and appear before me so that we can have nice pastimes there. Then Narad Muni went to each and every different devas, like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. Then he went to Lord Balram. So everybody took different positions, right? So they all appeared here. So in Kali Yuga, the Lord is appearing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the purpose? Purpose is to educate and inspire everyone to take up to the holy names of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in Kali Yuga, 99% of the people have demoniac nature, demoniac tendency. What is the demoniac tendency everyone has? To feel more selfish, everything about me. Everything about my sense enjoyment, everything about my happiness, my property, my wealth, my relatives, everything about me. Very selfish. And for achieving this selfish end, is ready to do anything and everything. Typical mood of Kamsa. What is Kamsa's mood? In order to protect himself, he is ready to kill all the 6 babies, newborn babies. Why? Because he wanted to protect himself. He wanted to see somehow or other, I want to escape from this prophecy. And this is our mood also, in a different way. We are all very selfish in so many different ways. So we have this demoniac tendency. When the Lord appeared, he demonstrated this through a pastime of Jagai Madai. When Jagai Madai were opposing to the Krishna consciousness activities of Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, when they were going around preaching, inspiring everybody, encouraging everybody to chant the holy names of the Lord, then they hit Nityananda Prabhu with the earthen pot. And then the blood was coming. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately took his Sudarshan Chakra to vanquish them. Then Nityananda Prabhu had to remind him, oh my Lord, if you have to kill these demons, then you have to kill the entire world. 99% of the people have this demoniac tendency. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to change their heart. By Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, they got the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Jagai and Madai. And they became stalwart devotees. After receiving the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking up the holy names of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So the only way to overcome all the obstacles in this age of Kali is to take up to the chanting of the holy names of the Lord Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's the only way. That's what is explained by Srila Prabhupada in this purport. All the Asuric mentality, all the great leaders, the so-called great leaders in the society, what are they all doing? They're all trying to see how to become more selfish and how to make people more suffer in the garb of their authority, their power, their position. They're misusing all these things. The kings of those ages were not doing that. Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling the kingdom where everybody were very happy, peaceful. Here nobody is happy and peaceful. What is this peace formula? Peace formula is to understand who Krishna really is and to serve him. That is the peace formula. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, Moktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. That is the peace formula. To understand Krishna is the supreme enjoyer of all the sacrifices that we perform. Not we. This should be the understanding. And Lord Krishna is the supreme proprietor and controller of all the universes. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. And he is the friend of all the living entities. Suhurdam Sarva Bhutanam. And the one who knows this and acts upon this knowledge gets this peace. Nyatva mam shantim ruchati. That person gets this peace of mind. So this is very important for us to understand and realize who Krishna is. That can be done only through the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the only way to understand him. Why? That is the way. Because we have, for millions and millions of lives, we have accumulated so many anarthas in our heart that anarthas need to be removed in order to get the real knowledge to understand who Krishna is. And that is possible through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhavamaha Davagni Nirvapam. Cheto Darpana, Darpana, cleaning, cleansing process. Chanting of the holy names acts as a cleansing process. Some of us may not be so interested. Oh, chanting, when I take up the holy name, chanting, then immediately I sleep off. All the other time I'm acting, active. But when I take to Japamala, then immediately I doze off. That's what to do. That's how we are all practiced over millions of years. It's very difficult. It's not easy. Although the process is very easy, because of our contamination, we find it very difficult. Prabhupada says those who are affected by jaundice, they cannot relish the taste of sugar candy. But the only medication for jaundice affected person is to taste again and again this sugar candy. In due course of time, we get the taste of the sugar candy. Similarly, chanting the holy names of the Lord is the only way to overcome all the ill effects of Kali Yuga. We may not be interested, but that's the way. We have to practice again and again and again and again to chant the holy names of the Lord. That's the only process. Once there was a discussion between Srila Prabhupada and his disciples. So Prabhupada asked some of the devotees who were present during the course of a lecture, why do you think I have written so many books? So different devotees started answering. Like one devotee said, to get pure knowledge. So another devotee said, to know about Krishna. Prabhupada, for everything, Prabhupada was saying, no, no. And then one devotee was saying, to go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, no. For each and every answer, very sensible answers given by various devotees like these, Prabhupada said, no. The only reason why I wrote all these books is that all of us, all of you can chant the holy names of the Lord sincerely. So in order to chant the holy names of the Lord, we should first know who Krishna really is. When we know Krishna who really is, that he is Mahaishwar, he is a controller, he is the proprietor, he is a master, he is an enjoyer, he is a friend of everyone. When we know all these things, then we will be able to respect that individual much better. If you do not know that person, then that person will be considered as any other ordinary person. So when we know who really Krishna is, then we will be able to chant better. So it's the process goes together, the knowledge and chanting, knowledge, chanting, then service, chanting, like that it goes. The more we chant, the more we advance in devotional service, more we are supposed to become humble because of understanding our position, that we are all eternal servants of Krishna. We are servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna. When we know this, our real position, we become automatically very, very humble, because we exactly know who we are. What is our real position? We are not big managers or presidents or prime ministers. Not all these are upadhis, designations. Rupa Goswami says we should get rid of all these designations. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir chate. So one should get rid of all these designations and engage all our senses in the service of the Lord. So that is the method we should do, and it starts with the tongue. It starts with the tongue. If you want to understand Krishna, it starts with the tongue. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Grayam Indriye Sevan Mukehi Jivvado Swayam Yeva Smrityadaha. One can understand the name, form, qualities, pastimes and paraphernalia of the Lord only and only when we engage our tongue for chanting the holy names of the Lord and honoring the remnants of bhoga offered to the Lord. That's the only way we can overcome or understand who Krishna is. So when we take up to this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord, automatically we will see lot of improvement. All of us, I'm sure, would have gone through so many changes in ourselves. So many changes all of us would have gone through within ourselves. The way we think, the way we act, the way we treat others. All these things, it's an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process. There is no end for this. It goes on and on and on and on. Chanting what we did many years before, ever since we took up to Krishna consciousness in the beginning, say 15 years, 20 years, and what we are chanting, there's a huge difference. We all can surely experience there's a huge difference. It's a scientific process. Whoever applies it, it has an effect on them. It's not just a theory. It's a scientific process. It's a process for realization. Like how we say science. What is science? The definition of science is basically applied knowledge. Applied knowledge is science. Yeah? Applied knowledge is science. When the theory is there, you put into use, it gives that result, then that is science. You have a recipe book. It says how to make some sweet. For example, what? Rasgulla? Yeah, rasgulla. How to make rasgulla? Recipe book is there. You have to do like this, like this, like this, like this. So many different... Just by holding a recipe book, we cannot taste rasgulla. We have to make it. We have to make it. Then we taste it. Probably sometimes it may be rasgulla or something else. One time I was making a halwa, very enthusiastically making halwa, lauki halwa. 15 years before, I was making lauki halwa. First time I'm making, very overconfident. Because some devotees already said I'm a very good cook, so I was very overconfident. Okay, let me try lauki halwa. So I made lauki halwa. After some time, what happened? That spoon was not coming out of the pan. The spoon was not coming out of the pan. Lauki halwa. What happened? Then my wife said, oh, no, this is not correct. So she made some corrections, then I was able to do. So some small adjustments had to be made through a guidance of senior devotees during the course of practice of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we become very puffed up, very overconfident, then become complacent. We always need the support of devotees around us to keep guiding us every now and then. Then it is very easy. I have observed my mother, she used to grind dosa batter. Not in the mixie and grinder. There is a stone, grinding stone. So she used to grind like this, and every now and then she pushes the batter into that hole so that it grinds. It's not an easy process. Sometimes your finger goes and gets stuck. So I was observing how she does. I asked my mother, "Can I do?" She said, "It's difficult, you can try." I tried one or two times, I started crying because my finger got stuck between the stones. So it's not easy. It needs to be, this small. What is this? It's just grinding the batter. It requires some technique, guidance, training, all these things. What about Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness also is a huge process of going back home, back to Godhead, and requires constant training throughout our life. So without the guidance, Krishna consciousness may seem very easy, but it's very, very sensitive. We have to be very careful. When we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we should have constant guidance of senior devotees all the time to correct us. We should give that authority to others. "Oh, please Prabhu, please come and correct me when I'm going wrong." Then we have a protection of devotees so that we do not commit mistakes, commit offenses. We don't move away from the path of devotional service. It's very, very important. For everyone, under any circumstances, at any stage of life, we need guidance always. We need the guidance of senior devotees. We need the guidance of a spiritual master all the time. We should have an authority above us all the time. We should pray to Krishna. We should have a proper authority above us all the time. That's very important for us as practicing devotees. So then it becomes very easy for us to progress in the path of devotional service. And we have to take the authority from a parampara system. It's like this, a bullet loaded in a gun and bullet outside the gun. Bullet is same. If you throw the bullet with your hand, the impact is not so great. But the same bullet loaded into a gun and then the trigger is on, then its impact is great force. It goes with a great force and hits the target, and you can get the required impact, whatever is intended for. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by itself has great potency. But when it is received through a parampara, then the impact is great. We can quickly go through the process. We can hit the target very quickly. So it's always recommended by all the authorities that we have to practice devotional service under a bona fide spiritual master. Then it becomes very effective. The process becomes much more easier and simpler. So that is the recommended process for this Kali Yuga, to chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. If you have comments, questions, if I could answer the questions, definitely I will answer. Otherwise, I will seek the help of the seniors to answer the questions. Shrimad Bhagavatam Granthraj ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.